he's keeping you, holding you. Your God is a keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, saints of God. What a blessing it is to be amongst the living in the land of the dying. God has said yes to us being here once again. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I got any glad people in the house this morning? Anybody just glad for another day? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We greet you in divine love on this last Sunday morning of this year, that God has blessed us through another year and through all that we've seen, all that we've heard, all that we've experienced, and you are still here. That is a testimony to the power of the Most High God. Amen. If nothing else, you ought to thank God for life. We thank God for life. Amen. Amen. To all of our ministers that are here and to officers and leaders of this body and to all the visitors who may be sharing with us this morning and to all who may be online worshiping with us, we thank God for you today as well. We thank God for all of you. I pray you had a wonderful Christmas celebration yesterday with family and loved ones as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. And then just because it's the 26th doesn't mean we can't have Christmas today. We can still celebrate a Savior. Amen. 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 We don't want to deal with Grinches this morning, do we? Amen. 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 Father, we thank you now for this worship experience. Thank you for this opportunity we have to be in your presence and to share with your children. Thank you for being so good. Thank you for being so wonderful. Thank you for being so kind. Lord, whatever need we have this morning, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will meet those needs today. Whether it be mental, emotional, physical, financial, whatever we stand in need of, God, we trust that you're able to meet that need. And now, God, let us take our mind and our affections off of that and place our mind and our focus on you, that we might worship you sincerely with a clear and clean heart and be able to receive from you as well. Now, God, we ask that you'll speak a word to us. Allow your Holy Spirit, O God, to be the preacher, and we'll hear what you have to say to your children concerning this hour in our lives. I pray now, God, for soundness of mind and clarity of thought, that you will use these members, O God, for this, your glory, to share what you have for us to know. And when the smoke is clear and the dust is settled, we give you glory. We give you praise for what's getting ready to happen in this place through this platform, that lives will be changed, souls will be saved. Destinies will be altered. May, O God, the devil be horrified. May you be glorified. May the body of Christ be edified. It is in Jesus' name we thank you and we praise you. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. We go once again to close out this series of sharing It's a Wonderful Life. And we look to once again see what God is saying to the child of God today. Luke chapter 1, and for the benefit of preachment, we just want to share from this narrative, three verses to share just for the point of preachment and clarity, and hopefully understand what the Lord is saying to us today. St. Luke chapter 18, and I'm going to be reading from the, I'm sorry, St. Luke chapter 1, I'm sorry. St. Luke chapter 1, we'll begin reading at verse number 18. Thank y'all for getting me straight. Y'all got mad, man. I love y'all too, but y'all have to. Whew. Y'all ain't tripped like that off. Oh, anyway, St. Luke chapter 1. My goodness. St. Luke chapter 1. We'll commence reading at verse number 18. Is that all right? Y'all let me know how y'all feel, don't you? There's something to that. I'll preach that later. I'll be reading from New Living Translation of the Word of God, but still the Word of God, yet and still. All right. Are we there? Amen. In St. Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse number 18, you should find these words recorded somewhere like this. Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure this will happen? I'm an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years." Then the angel said, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God. It was he who sent me to bring you this good news. But now, since you didn't believe what I said, you will be silent and unable to speak until the child is born, for my words will certainly be fulfilled at the proper time. Amen. We'll stop right there. The grass withers and the flowers fade thereof, but the word of our God shall last and stand forever. Ushers, you may be excused. Well, time that I was together, I want to share with you from this thought, thank you, God, for shutting me up. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for shutting me up. There are times that God will hush you up just to help you. There are times that God will silence you just to share something with you. I don't know how many of you all are familiar with school buses, but some school bus drivers may be here and some no school bus drivers. They created something several years ago and placed them in these school buses that have frustrated many bus drivers and those of us who have to ride on the bus as well. They created something called a governor on the school bus. And this governor is meant to keep people safe and to keep bus drivers from getting a ticket, because when you get to a certain speed, it shuts you down. It stops you from going too fast, stops you from driving too hazardous, stops you from getting too dangerous. So the governor automatically sets in at 55 or 56 miles per hour to make sure that you stay in compliance with the law. If you go too fast, you may get in trouble, because there are certain expectations out of commercial vehicles that are not on regular domestic vehicles. Because you're carrying precious cargo, you've got people's lives at stake. And so anything that represents a bigger entity than yourself, they have put a governor on that vehicle. I believe that God sometimes puts a governor on us called the Holy Spirit. That when you will sometimes say too much, go too far, get too crazy, he puts that governor in called the Holy Spirit, say, hush your mouth. You've gone too far. You're saying the wrong thing. You're in the wrong place. Leave him alone. Leave her alone. You'll be able to grow in God when you learn how to thank God for the times that he shut you up. Because sometimes God wants to shut you up because he really wants to bless you. Can I bless the house this morning? Some of us need to come to the conclusion that your mouths have gotten you in a world of trouble. If you just keep your mouth off some stuff, some things could get better. If you keep your mouth off some people, things could get better. Sometimes our mouths get us in trouble. You can talk yourself out of a blessing. You can talk yourself out of a miracle. Your Bible talks to you. Proverbs tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. James records in his epistle that the tongue is so small yet can cause so much damage. Jesus even says there's not what go in your mouth that defiles you. Oftentimes it's what come out your mouth. And some of us, what people wouldn't know, are dirt. People wouldn't know we're faithless. People wouldn't know we're raggedy Christians if we wouldn't open our mouth. Some of the stuff that we say makes us believe, what kind of God do you serve? Some stuff you say, God has said you're blessed, and you keep talking like you're depressed. God says, I want to lift you up, and you keep speaking like you're down. God says you are healed, but you keep talking about your sickness. I'm thankful in my life that there are moments, in order for me not to misrepresent Jesus, he'll shut me up. And that's what's wrong with some of us this morning. You can't talk. You can't shout. You can't praise, because the last time you opened your mouth, you were talking negative. You were cussing folk out. You were talking dirty about folk. You were talking about the very one that you're sitting next to. You won't think about faith. You don't think about the word of God. You're so hung up on what's wrong with you that you can't talk about. You know why? Because your Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And some of us don't have nothing to say because we don't know that we've been redeemed. We don't know we've been bought with a price. We don't know that Jesus has changed our life, because the last thing we said was something faithless. I need to work real quick. Baby, don't even worry about helping me. I just have to help myself today. He'll shut you up just to save you. Yes, he will. That hollering, he'll hush it. He'll put that mute button on you. And lest I confuse you this morning, to shut you up don't mean you can't use your literal mouth. It means that some stuff that used to work won't work anymore. Some stuff that you think works for you don't work, and things you want to do, you can't do, he'll shut you up. And you gotta trust him enough that some things have to be shut up for a season to prepare you for something better. Can I bless everybody under the sound of my voice? God wants to heal you right where you are. God wants to deliver you right where you are. God wants you to live. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to have. He wants you to live in prosperity. He wants you to live in abundance. But you sometimes are your own problem. Because you find yourself like Reverend Zach here in our text. Reverend Zachariah, whose name means Jehovah has promised. Y'all missed it. His name means God has promised. What do you do when you're not living up to your name? God has promised you, but you're talking about the problem. And God says everything I've named you is about your promise. And he's married to Elizabeth, who means God is my oath. Promise is surrounding this couple. But they're living in the problems and not living with the promise. Y'all still with me? Zechariah is a priest in the division of Abijah. Elizabeth is in the lineage of Aaron, the priestly lineage. Priesthood, blessings, prosperity is surrounding this couple. But they can't shout and celebrate. Now watch this. These are two good church folk. The Bible says they have no issue. They have a good rapport with people. They really good folks in the community. They serve God. They serve their fellow man. They do good unto others, but they got problems with their faith. And some of us can have problems with our faith, and the average eye won't know it. You can go through the motions and sing. Y'all just got through singing about God keeping you, didn't you? Some of y'all finna get set up real soon because you shouted out saying God keeping you, and tomorrow, matter of fact, this evening, you gonna complain about something. You gonna be looking down about something. You gonna be messing. I thought God keeping you. Only time God gonna keep you is Sunday morning from 11 to 1. After that, God ain't gonna keep you no more. I dare you to complain. I dare you to gripe. I dare you to get down on yourself if you just shouted that God is keeping you. They're good folks. And Zechariah is a priest. And the priests have this opportunity. There are so many different priests. There are so many, 24 divisions of priests. That he has the once in a lifetime opportunity now in our text. He has a once in a lifetime opportunity to go to the tabernacle, to the temple, and burn incense. This is his opportunity. Because there are so many, priests only get once in a lifetime opportunity to go and be the one, to be the voice and be the representation of the people to pray to God on people's behalf. Stick a pin there because I got to come back to it. He is a priest who has the opportunity to go in and burn incense. And burning incense symbolizes prayer, to give prayer unto God on behalf of the people. He is the one who's able to go into the temple, into the tabernacle, and burn incense and give prayers to God on behalf of God's people. And the congregation is outside waiting on Zacharias to come back out and say, well, thus saith the Lord. So he's getting ready to serve. He's getting ready to worship. Now, I needed to tell you something else about this couple because they're old folk. They've been good people all their lives. They're old folk. But Elizabeth is barren. She can't have children. They're an old couple. And they've gotten to the point that they prayed about this, but they stopped looking for this. Oh, Lord. They prayed that God would give them a child. But obviously, based on the facts, based on the reality, she can't have children. And so they're living and serving and ministering with unanswered prayers. And they've lost their sense of expectation. They come into the temple, come into church, but because they just feel like they've outlived that prayer, that God just not gonna do it for them, they stop even expecting God to do anything for them. Watch this, I'm gonna try again because some of y'all are missing me. This old couple, Zechariah, God here has promised. Elizabeth, God is my oath. This married couple who are connected to priesthood. are have prayed and been good people who don't drink, who don't cut up, who don't cuss folk out. They ain't never been locked up. They good folks. Great people who are respected in the community. And they serve faithfully, but they're lacking faith. Because God didn't do throughout their coursehood of being together something they were praying for. And I think I might be talking to about three or four people who have just come to the grips with some stuff that maybe God just ain't gonna do that for me. I'm not really mad at God, but I'm through trusting God for that because I prayed a long time ago, and since it ain't happened by now, it just ain't gonna happen for me. Maybe it's gonna happen for some of them other folks. Maybe it's somebody else's dream. So maybe I just get busy helping other folk get their dream come true because obviously God forgot about us. We've served him. We've loved him. We've worshiped him. We've done everything right by people. Yet you look at our life and we got a void because the very thing we prayed for we still don't have. And now we done got old. And we kind of bitter. But we still got to be faithful because everybody expects us to still be in church, to still do what I'm supposed to do. I'm still supposed to sing, so I got to sing. I'm supposed to get up here and preach, so I got to preach. I'm still supposed to serve, so I'm going to serve. But I'm not coming with the spirit of expectation because God told me no, obviously. Because I prayed for something a long time ago and it didn't come to pass. And so I can just go through the motions. And y'all won't know what I really feel about God. Y'all don't know what's wrong with me unless you're spiritually in tune because some of us will look at one another and not realize who you're talking to somebody who has no faith whatsoever. We done got up here and prayed and didn't believe in that prayer. We done got up here and preached and didn't know the very one we was preaching about. We done got here and shouted and just shouted off emotion because we really don't have faith anymore. Just going through the motions. It's Sunday morning, so I know I'm supposed to be here. So let me go and get there before I have to hear their mouth. Let me go and get back here and do what I'm supposed to do because I don't want to hear nobody's mouth. They ain't got nobody else, so I got to go and be the one to do it. But please don't get it twisted. I ain't finna get excited about anything. Mr. Tate got up here trying to tell me something about getting excited. I ain't bringing the devil in here with me. I just came. No, I know better. It ain't that I got the devil in me. I wanted to get excited, but my excitement days were 20 years ago. My exciting days were 30 years ago. I'm not getting hyped up no more behind something that's not going to happen. I got too much wisdom now. I'm too practical now. I got a reality check now. And so I don't need to do all that shouting. See, y'all poor young folk. You poor young people, y'all just don't know no better. See, some things God just ain't going to do. And you got to start being realistic like some of us. You need to start being realistic and stop expecting God to move. That's only for big city stuff. God don't move in small town. That's only for white man. That's only for a black man. That's only for certain ones that God go do that for. God ain't going to do that around here in this old neighborhood town called Winfield. God just don't work like that. You got to learn how to play the cards that you're dealt. And stop expecting God to move. Stop expecting that you're sitting next to a miracle. Stop expecting that you're sitting next to survivors. Stop expecting God to move in your circumstance. Just show up and get through it, and we'll go home and try again next week. Zechariah is now in this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that he's serving. He's what? Serving. Lord, have mercy. He's serving. And the angel of the Lord shows up. Gabriel shows up. The angel of word. The angel of proclamation. The one that shows up to talk. Mm-hmm. See, Michael shows up and fight. And this ain't the season to be fighting, folk. Gabriel shows up to talk and to give you a word. And Gabriel shows up with a word and says to him, Zechariah, God is getting ready. Watch this. God heard your prayer. Missed it. God heard your prayer. He shows up at the right side of the altar where he's sacrificing. Shows up. Nobody's in the church but he and Gabriel. Gabriel shows up. The congregation is waiting to hear what God got to say about them. But before I can help the people, I got to help this preacher. Hold on. He shows up and says, God heard your prayer, and you and your wife shall have the son that you've asked for. Now, he's going to come to be the fulfillment of everything Malachi said. Y'all missed your shout. Malachi is the last book, the last prophecy of the Old Testament. God shows up in Luke chapter 1. You can't shout unless you understand something here. Because between Malachi and Matthew, God didn't speak. 400 years, nobody heard from God. But God decided through providence to show up in the one insignificant church to this preacher who had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to receive from God. Y'all missed it. I said God hadn't talked to nobody since the days of Malachi. And then God speaks a word to Zechariah telling him that a new Malachi is coming. And Malachi said that Elijah, someone's coming in the spirit of Elijah is coming. And thanks be to God that God is speaking to Elijah's daddy concerning what God's getting ready to do. All right, here it is. Here it is. You know why we can't shout? Because we done went too long without a word. And when you get so long without a word, you don't expect God to do anything because you hadn't heard his word. You've been listening to songs. You've been listening to self-help tapes. You've been watching TV. You've been on Facebook. You've been on Instagram. You've been everywhere but in the word of God. And so when God speaks, I don't get happy. When God speaks, I don't get excited. But I'm learning in my life that every time I can hear a word from God, that lets me know that something getting ready to shift, something getting ready to change, something getting ready to turn around. Thank God for his word. 400 years. Nobody talked. See, that's what's wrong with us. We get happy about songs, but don't get happy about scripture. But every song ought to be based on the scripture. So everything I pray ought to be praying the word. Everything I sing ought to be singing the word. You know, if you're going to talk about God keeping you, that's in your Bible. Thou shalt keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. It's also in scripture that God is a keeper. But if you don't know the word, you can't get happy. Thanks be to God. Okay, that don't bless you? The Bible says in verse number 5 that this was in the days of Herod, king of Judea. Missed it. In the days of Herod, king of Judea. Y'all missed it. Let me come to the middle. In the days of King Herod, king of Judea, God showed up. You don't understand that, don't you? Because if you done read your Bible, you know that Herod was an evil king, was an oppressive king. But can I bless somebody's socks off that no president, no governor, no mayor, no government official can ever block what God getting ready to do? Because when God want to speak, the Congress got to shut down. When God want to speak, everything shut down. Your God is bigger than your boss. He's bigger than your job. He's bigger than COVID. He's bigger than Omicron, Delta, Alpha, Zeta, Omega, whoever. He's bigger. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Yeah. The Lord showed up in a season where you don't think he ought to show up. And he speaks to Zechariah, this old preacher who's got an old problem. I wish I was talking to real people. There's some folks of us got some old problems that we ain't got rid of yet. Old stuff that you got suppressed that nobody knew but you and the Lord. And the Lord done showed up and told you about the very thing that you kept hidden, the very thing that you had suppressed. Gabriel says, God heard your prayer. Somebody should be shouting. I shouldn't even be able to get through this sermon right now, because what I'm telling you is, whatever it is you prayed to God about years ago, months ago, the Lord heard your prayer. I need somebody to get excited real quick and take about 5 seconds. Whatever it was I prayed in his name, thank God he heard me. Woo. He heard. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. As long as I live, while trouble rise, I'll haste unto his throne. Thank God he heard me. Lord have mercy. The only reason, only excuse I'm going to give you not to shout right there is off of this. If you pray something and wasn't in the right spirit. If you pray for something that wasn't in his will, you got a right not to be looking for it. Yep, I ain't going to go into detail. You know who you are and you know what you ask God for. And God been told you no, because that's not in my will. But whatever you ask in his name, he says, I'll do it. So it don't take, no matter how long it's going to take, I can trust that if everything I prayed was according to his word, his will, and his way, every day I ought to wake up expecting God to move. Well, today wasn't a day, but guess what I learned while I wait on you? Guess what I got while I'm waiting on you? I learned patience waiting on you. I've learned trust when I'm waiting on you. I've learned how to deal with people when I'm waiting on you. Thank God what I've learned while I wait on him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here it is. I ain't even start preaching yet. Here it is. He had to shut him up because Zechariah did what we do. God done gave you a promise. See how y'all got quiet right there? God gave you a promise, Brum Henson. He gave you a promise. And you start saying, Zechariah starts saying, how shall this be? How shall this be, seeing that I'm an old man and my wife old and barren? It's out of season. You expect me to believe that you're going to do something out of season for me? When you didn't do it when it was in season? Y'all missing your shout. You expect me to accept that you want to do something for me out of season? And when I was expecting you to do it, you didn't do it. And now you want to do it for me when I ain't looking for it. Maybe that's why. Because you've been so busy looking for his hand, you ain't sought his face. Here it is. So here it is. He says, I'm going to shut you up. And y'all interested in knowing just a couple reasons why the Lord shut him up? And I'm going to let you go and finish eating your leftovers and go get your other secondary gifts that you didn't get on your primary day. I'm going to let you go. But I just want to share with you a couple reasons why God has shown me why he'll shut you up. Here it is. It's to perform what you prayed about. It's to perform what you prayed about. He says, what I'm getting ready to do for you, you now got to take care of it. He should be brought up like a Nazarite. He can't be drinking all that stuff. You got to raise him in the things of God. But I've got a plan for him. And I'm getting ready to perform it when I want to. Now, you got to learn how to trust that God knows when and how to give you what you asked him for. All right, now, how many of you all in this house right now can lift your hand bold enough to say, you're God? You know why? You know why you couldn't raise your hand? Because you ain't God. Y'all looking for a deep sermon. I ain't got no deep sermon. You ain't God. I know that's not proper English, but it's good theology. You ain't God. But there are times in our lives we kind of start thinking we know what God ought to be doing. There's a certain way we kind of want God to do things. Oh, Lord, I'm in trouble. God, you just kind of supposed to do that because everybody else is getting it. See, Elizabeth was sitting back 30 years ago, Lisa, 30 years ago when she felt like having children. Because a problem comes, because she's an old woman now. So even if God do give her a child, what's she supposed to do with it? I stopped asking for a child now because I messed around and got old. Y'all don't want to pray with the preacher now. So now I done got to a point, I done got settled. And then, but God says, you may have settled, but I have not. God says, you might be finished, but I ain't finished with you. I need to talk to somebody here real quick who ready to receive from God. You gave up on yourself because ARP sent you something. Because watch this. I'm going to get to something in a minute. But the Bible says she old. Bible says Zechariah old. And the Bible says he came out and wasn't able to talk. He came out the temple, wasn't able to talk. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. Stick a pin there. But he went home, and the Bible says 5 months later. I'm going to try one more time. We got children here. I'm going to be as good as I can be. Bible says he came out the church, couldn't talk to nobody, couldn't even talk to Elizabeth. But the Bible says 5 months later, she's pregnant. Now, tucked away in chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, God talked to a young virgin and told her, ain't no man go touch you to get pregnant. But God ain't tell Zechariah, ain't tell Elizabeth, don't y'all touch each other. Because Zechariah, what I'm getting ready to do in you, it don't require talking. Just go walk at the word of God and stop talking so much, and you'll be able to put in motion what God wants to do in your life. And some of y'all done talked yourself out of production. You've talked yourself out of conception. You've talked yourself out of dreams. Because if you really didn't believe, you wouldn't have. So if you don't have faith, Zechariah, if you don't believe, Elizabeth, why would y'all do what it takes now? He will perform if you just show up. All right, y'all don't want to hear God today. If you didn't believe, why would you go home and can't talk? But it don't take talking to light candles. It don't take talking to turn on the music. Because he says, you shall be dumb and unable to speak. But he did not say you'd be unable to produce. All I'm saying to you is, even though you feel like you have certain limitations, it don't limit the God that has called you. You still can produce something what God has given you. All right. Here's what's wrong. God wants you to wait long enough. He wants to perform it out of season so you won't think that everything he do got to be seasonal. All right, okay. I ain't finna go there today. I want to go there so bad. I want to go there so bad. Because some sister depressed this morning. Because you saw the season of matching pajamas. I got a pastor. That's my job. I got a pastor here. And you in your feelings because you didn't have anybody to take them ussies with your matching pajamas. But God said, some of them folk that you think you're trying to impress, it ain't what it seems. It's just a picture. They got matching pajamas, but they ain't got matching spirits. She had to buy all the trees. She had to buy all the pajamas because that joker won't work. But if you just wait till after season, I want to give it to you. You won't need a matching pajama, but you match bank accounts. You match dreams. You match goals. Ah, Lord. Yeah, I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. Because you're comparing yourself to the season. And you're down today. Now we all got to suffer because you're down by what you saw. It was too hot for them pajamas anyway. Thank you, Lord. It's too hot for that hot cocoa anyway. If you'd have drank that hot cocoa, hot as it is, you'd have had trouble this morning. Preach, boy. Preach. I kept that song on repeat. What do the lonely do at Christmas? You know what that lady did? Made her a song. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, try New Year's night. Stop it! God is sparing you. That's why he shut it up. And God done shut up some relationships that you didn't need to be in because of the season, everybody else in one. Thank you, Lord, for shutting me up. Because if I'd have had my way, I'd have missed out on promise. Trying to be like the culture. So now watch this. Elizabeth gets pregnant. And she stay hid. She gets pregnant. But she knows soon she come out the house and start showing, they go get to talking. Because the last time the public checked with Zacharias and Elizabeth, they couldn't produce. So here come mess. Here come scandal. Here come assumptions. Here come lies. I wonder, did you see Elizabeth at church this morning? Was it me or did she look like she was showing? Girl, I thought that too, but I just figured maybe it was just the gown she had on made her look a little. Because ain't no way, Zacharias, because last time I went to the doctor with them, and they told us, y'all can't do nothing. So, but she showed, look, she got the look. Her nose, nostrils. We went to the mall and she got sick, threw up. And just like last week, I dreamed of fish with her too. Because that's just gospel, isn't it? When somebody dream about fish, somebody got to be pregnant. So she keeps it. God performs it. And there's something God is performing in secret. That's why it's out of season. And some stuff God is working on you, nobody sees. Some things God is performing in your life, nobody sees. And I'm talking to somebody who feels looked over. I need to minister to somebody who feels passed over. Like nobody's paying you any attention. You just keep waking up in the morning. And keep producing and watch God perform it and make it public when it's time. All right, y'all didn't like that. Let me move on. He shut you up to perform what you prayed about. Because the first thing that Gabriel told him, God heard what you prayed. He heard your prayers and not seeing your performance. Because what you're doing, some of us are doing it and not trusting God with. We are doing it because we're supposed to. So God says, I hear what you pray, those secret prayers. Let me get done. Because he says, I shut you up to perform what you prayed about. Secondly, I shut you up, watch this, because you ain't going to like it, but I got to give it to you, to protect you from who you partnered with. And not protect you, protect them. Remember I told y'all stick a pin somewhere, I was coming back. That when Zacharias came out to church, he couldn't say anything. Problem was, he stayed a little longer in the sanctuary dealing with this angel. But the Bible said there were people. There was a congregation. There was a multitude waiting outside to hear from Zacharias. Y'all missed it. Bible says that Zacharias has gotten shut up in the church. But some people that he's supposed to talk to when he comes out and communicate with thus saith the Lord. Because if God accepts the sacrifice, the priest is supposed to come out and tell the congregation it is well. God says he answers our prayers. God says you are clean. God says you are holy. But look at the shout of the text. That God shut up the preacher so that when he came out, nobody could hear a word he could say. And I thank God that God protected them people from a messed up preacher. Y'all ready? Y'all ain't gonna be ready for this. Because if the preacher don't believe, you can't go out with a message of unbelief and then taint and destroy all these people waiting to hear from God because you don't believe. All right. See, if God don't shut you up, you're going to keep speaking unbelief. Because see, here's the problem. All of you have people assigned to your life. There's a congregation attached to you who's supposed to know about God. Everybody won't receive God because they hear your pastor preach on Sunday morning. Some people are assigned to hear you talk about Jesus on the job, at home, at Walmart. But if you don't have faith, you're going to go out there and have other people being half-hearted believers just like you are. So my question to you, the last time you talked about Jesus to somebody, were you a believer? Or were you speaking off your emotion? Were you speaking off not thinking he can do it for you? So now you got other folks thinking he won't do it? Because you want this opportunity so bad, Zacharias. But now you got people who waiting to hear from you. And I can't let you go out there and tell and have represent me. Because if you go out here without being shut up, you can go out there and tell them something that I ain't tell you. Because it took this shutting up to teach Zacharias you really didn't believe. Because when God spoke to him, he told him, and you go ask him, how can this be? That's unbelief. He may be on time, but he's an unbeliever. He may have his black suit on, but he's an unbeliever. He may be on the board, but he's an unbeliever. May have a degree, but an unbeliever. May have been doing it for 30 years, but an unbeliever. May can sign checks, but an unbeliever. May can write checks, but an unbeliever. May can teach us Robert's rules, but an unbeliever. May can make the keyboard sing on his own, but be an unbeliever. Can be gifted and be an unbeliever. Can be talented and be an unbeliever. And the tragedy today, that many of us showed up today as unbelievers. If God were to speak to you, and like he is now, you've already told Joseph, how you gonna do that with me? As though, watch this, God picked the wrong one. Like God mistaken, he's mistaken on who he chose. Is that quiet y'all got right there? Because how many of us do stuff on behalf of God and don't believe in God? On his behalf and don't believe that he'll do it. But you're here, you're serving, you're working. And then the tragedy is you're not just going to mess yourself up, but some people who actually listen to you. And the people who listen to you are going to hear your unbelief. Light bulbs. I need you to shine now, because I can't find an amen nowhere in here. You want to be used by God. You want God to stir up the gift in you. Take me higher. Enlarge my territory. You don't even believe. How you get your territory to believe and you don't believe? You want to go out the window and get believers, but you can't even find a believer in the mirror. Mimi, do me a favor, please. Turn one of them lights on, off. Turn it back on. I got my amens right there. Thank you. I'm going to get through. That's why he done shut you down for a season. Because at the end of the day, it's being revealed to you, you were not a believer. You've been doing church, but not trusting Christ. And then we had been in a period for almost 2 years now where you couldn't do church as you're usual to. And now you're lost because you never learned and had to trust him. You trusted what you were able to do for him. I believe he's the same God in the pandemic that he is when there is no pandemic. I believe he's the same God with a mask on that he is without a mask on. I believe he's the same God when I got to be 6 feet from you than he is when I'm right up under you. I believe he's the same God. His word is still true. His word still works. His power is still available. His spirit still works. His spirit still moves. I believe. But Zacharias' problem, y'all, is not necessarily believing in God. It's believing that God will use him. How could you do something so great for somebody so nothing as me? We were challenged last week to see ourselves better. And still, we don't believe God will do amazing things in us because you're so ordinary, right? But look at this once in a life. Why would it, on this once in a lifetime opportunity, Zacharias, the Lord show up to you when it was your turn? Now, the world's going to call it luck because the priests cast lots. And it was just Zacharias' turn. But God already had his steps ordered. Lord have mercy. I wish that people could thank God that he got your steps ordered. Now, in order for you to receive the steps, you got to keep walking. He can't order your steps and you won't walk. Well, Zacharias went out for a season. The people didn't hear anything from him. So now the people don't have a word. All they can do is make signs. That's all they can do is make signs. But the baby kept growing. Had he not shut you up, you wouldn't have went and got started. And the baby inside of her wouldn't have got growing. Thank God he shut you up. So because your mouth is going to cause you not to go to what God had for you. Zacharias. So watch what happens. She goes and moves, and Mary, the Virgin Mary, comes to Elizabeth to get confirmation. Because the baby and Elizabeth jumps when Mary shows up. Y'all, you got to keep reading now and get down to verse 57. Your Bible will tell you that the months have come when it got the full term. Lo and behold, Elizabeth has this baby. God shuts you up to perform what you prayed about. He shuts you up to protect the people you're assigned to, that you're connected to, that you're partnered with. And then, lastly, he shuts you up to produce what you've been purposed for. To produce what you've been purposed for. I need everybody to lift your hand and receive right now through God that he has purposed you for something. I need you to receive that like you never received anything else. Now here's what you got to do. You got to look to him to determine that purpose. Most of us are frustrated because you're looking around and trying to measure your purpose by somebody else. But if anybody who's questioning your purpose, I want to ask you now to look to him to determine what their purpose is. Thank you, Lord. Now watch this. Watch this, and I'm done. She has the baby. 8 days later, they circumcise the baby according to custom. And people, somebody say people. Somebody say people again. Now want to put their hands on what they wouldn't put their hands on before. Everybody wants to take credit for what God did. I knew it. I always saw it in you. When God do the amazing in your life, when God does the miraculous in your life, now somebody will act like they've been with you since day one. Am I talking good? Somebody want to take credit for what God did in you. I remember when you was old, baby. I used to think that. And can I tell you the truth? Them folk be lying. Now, to you young people, they be telling stories. But to us grown folk, them folk be lying. Because they were the ones talking about you when it was a scandal. Now it's a miracle they want a part of it. I need somebody who done lived through that. When you were going through the ugliness of it, it was a scandal. They had something to say about it. And now that God has lifted you up, and now it's a miracle in people's eyes, now they got something, they want to act like they were a part of it. If you don't get your fair weather self out of my face. People say, you ought to name him Zacharias Jr. Bible says family and friends, cousins, them start telling Elizabeth what the name they're blessing. Oh, it's getting good now. Here they come now, all the Johnny come lately is hanging around and want to talk about what we ought to name it. So they can take credit for naming it. Elizabeth now says, no, his name should be John. I got a question, because we don't see it recorded where anybody showed up to Elizabeth and told her what the name of baby. I know you Bible scholars looking right now, so y'all can tell me where I'm wrong. Yeah, dude, right there. Yeah. Show me. Where the angel showed up to Elizabeth and said what the name is. Showed up to Mary and said, his name shall be called. But nobody told you what the name is. So where does this inspiration to name him John come from? Same place that John came from. Y'all missed it. Y'all so lost. So lost. You can't let people, okay, have you ever baked a cake and it looks good on the outside, but in order to determine if it's ready, you put the toothpick in there? Because if you let it be out and other people touch it and it ain't done, It'll ruin the whole cake. Stop letting people put toothpicks, because they weren't there when you were mixing it. I'm talking Ben, y'all saying amen. If they weren't there for the mixing process, they can't be there for the finishing process. You tell them, just go sit down and get ready to eat a treat. That's what's wrong with the church. Too many cooks. That's what's wrong with us. Too many cooks. And we're ruining the cakes. Because everybody got to pull it out and check now and then put it back in. Other ones got to come pull it out and check now and put it back in. Well, when I bake my cakes, I put them on 375. When I do mine, I put them on 380. If you don't get out of here, here it is. So they go ask John. They go ask Zacharias. Zacharias, what this boy name going to be? Tell him we're going to name him Zacharias Jr. Now forget, don't forget. Last time we heard from Zacharias, we couldn't hear from Zacharias. Last time we heard from him, we couldn't hear anything from him. Amen, light bulbs. Zacharias, ask for something to write on, something to write with. His name gonna be John. Missed it. He confirms and aligns with who God has aligned him with. Watch this, brothers. He goes along with what the woman said right then. Because she the one who can talk right now. Maybe God done shut some of you brothers up. Because you won't let her talk too. Because you can't be no chauvinist and God use you. In that day, your sons and daughters, y'all mad now? Elizabeth got a mouth. But then watch this, Elizabeth. When you do, or when you are able to talk, make sure you speak what God say. And not what your women's lip movement want to say. And make sure you don't say stuff that's out of alignment with your husband who can't speak right now. Holler now. Because it's supposed to be alignment. So much so that when people go on and say, I don't know why I'm teaching this now, that when people have said, we've talked to Elizabeth and Zacharias, they got the same voice. And that's what's wrong with us in friendships, relationships. Everybody got opinion and want to have the voice instead of coming together and having. Lord, let me get out of here. So he says, his name shall be John. He speaks the faith. Y'all missed it. He speaks faith now. Last time he spoke, he had unbelief. Now he's writing before he's talking. But he writes out the name, his name shall be John. And the Bible says his tongue was loosed. His tongue was loosed. And the first thing he did was speak and praise God. All right, this word, this shout now, if you got one, is when God is giving you a chance now to do what you should.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you. And if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again. We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God